friction continues in the Capitol surrounding those Action Alert emailed messages inviting people to give their opinions on the Senate's oil tax bill that's being written this week. The governor, the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, and Chamber of Commerce all announced the teleconference hearings to encourage participation by their members and supporters. Senate Resource Committee co-chair Joe Pascvan, when asked about the alerts at a press conference on Tuesday, said the public could find them misleading. Along with his response to the emails, he said the governor's message specifically cast doubts on the Department of Revenue.
The statement in the governor's action alert that indicates that Senate Bill 192 is a tax increase. And I would point out that the Department of Revenue's fiscal note indicates, quote, given the Department of Revenue's fall 2011 oil price production and lease expenditure forecast through FY 2017, the tax rate changes from this bill are not projected to have a direct revenue impact. So in other words, it's not a tax increase.
Pascvan also said the committee's second version, called the committee substitute, had also gotten a response by the Revenue Department showing a $250 million annual reduction in tax revenue.
So neither, according to the Department of Revenue, the Senate Bill 192 nor the committee substitute for 192 are tax increases.
In his own press conference today, Governor Parnell said Pascvan's criticism contained, quote, broad sweeping statements, meaning it was not specific, and he defended the emails.
I sent out a legislative action alert saying, get down to the, you know, get down there, offer public testimony. My statement expressly referenced SB 192, which was a tax increase because they took the cap off in the original version. The slide that Commissioner Butcher offered, that is being offered as you know, something different than I said, was related to the committee substitute for SB 192. This is a moving target, and there was no inconsistency in the statements made.
Pascvan's comments were specific enough to include both the original bill and the substitute, and both statements gave the Department of Revenue as the source. Parnell called on the public and legislators to stop, take a breath, and dig into what was actually said.
I told the truth, the commissioner told the truth, and that we're all here trying to get the job done for Alaskans.
The Senate Resources Committee took two evenings of public testimony on the tax reform issue. A final committee version will be released and sent to the Finance Committee next week.